Gang, are you looking to make business cards and not quite sure where to go? Maybe you've tried some online sources before and you were not happy with the results? Well, let me tell you about the one that I use and I love. That's Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint allows you to make up to 500 full-color single or double-sided business cards starting at $9.99. Simply go to Vistaprint.com and order your cards. And in the offer code, enter BC500. That's B as in boy, C500. All right? Get your business cards made with Vistaprint. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Yeah,
and
shit.
Now here is your host.
Alright, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host, welcome to the show. I hope you guys all had a great weekend, whatever it is you did this weekend, and you're heading into your July 4th week. Maybe some of you guys have some time off from work, maybe you guys are just, you know, maybe some of you lead a life of luxury, and you're just out by the pool, you know, living the dream. I had a great weekend. In the last podcast, I didn't really get to talk about my week and my trip, but I have really seen a lot of music. This week, I'd like to start off talking about that. My guest for the show today, before I go too far, is Scott Collins. And in a very unorthodox way, Scott Collins is also sitting in the intro. Hello, Scott Collins.
Hello, Scott Collins.
So Scott Collins is here. Last Monday, my friend Darren invited me. He said, I got a couple of tickets to see Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
So I saw the Rundgren. That was amazingly inspiring. All amazing hits. All in the first thing. I'm a Todd Rundgren fan, so it was exciting to see it.
Oh, big
he was
time.
In great form. His voice sounded great. Band was great. Greg Hawks from...
The Hawks?
From the from the Cars, the keyboard player from the Cars. He was playing keyboards with him. It was really cool.
Jeez.
And then I went to Los Angeles and played a show with my friends Coco on... I left on Tuesday night.
That is true.
And check this out. So we get there on Tuesday night. We get in around midnight. Right, get to our hotel, which is by the Staples Center. There's all these hotels around there.
Yeah.
Whole little hotel complex. Ooh. And we're staying in the JW Marriott.
Ooh,
okay.
Good choice.
Good choice. They put us up there. So it's two guys to a room. So Corey and Gray and me and Paul. That's the splitting up. Okay. So Corey and Gray, they're like, all right, yeah, you're here in the JW Marriott, whatever. And they go like, yeah, but you know, you guys, yours is messed up. And we're like, oh no. And he's like, yeah. It's like, hold on, I'm going to have to do something. He does a little, you know,
yeah.
He's on the computer changing up the reservation. Upgrade to the Ritz Carlton, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Connected to the hotel there, JW Marriott.
I hit a low note.
Yeah, Paul English and I went first class on this baby.
Oh, wow.
We had robes. I did a thing. If you're on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page, there's a live video from my adventure there.
That's
so
awesome.
We had a couple of drinks in the bar that night, hit the hay. Wednesday night was our gig, but Wednesday morning I got up, walked around, checked out the statues around the Staples Center.
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal and his taint and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then I looked up a dispensary because I'm like, wait a minute. I've never been to an actual dispensary. So this one was in downtown L.A. and a couple of, have you ever been to a dispensary?
I have, and in L.A.
And in L.A.?
Yep.
I've heard, like, I was talking to Scrappy, and he goes, oh, yeah, they're laid back. And I was like, I guess this one was in downtown L.A.
Not how I
and
view
it was a little,
L.A. dispensaries.
Yeah,
compared to Washington and Oregon and Denver.
Okay.
Or Colorado. Anyway, no, they're
so that's the only one I've ever been to.
Back.
No, the guys are, like, in a complete SWAT uniform with, like, Kevlar vests and guns. Obviously, they have a shitload of cash there and a ton of weed and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was also surprised at how many doors... There's like a, you go in a thing, and then you have to go your face in the thing, and then they buzz you in, you go into another room,
yep.
You present a very armed guy with your ID.
Oh, yeah.
He checks it out for a minute. Then he buzzes you into another room, which is where all the stuff is, weed,
tinctures,
candies,
edibles, patches, flour, doobies.
Vapor guys. Things of weed. Oh, they have doobies? I didn't see the doobies.
Oh, man. They've got pre-rolls. They've got pre-rolls with Keith and Shatter.
Okay.
And
well, okay. So I wasn't staying there a long time. And I don't... look.
I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. I don't travel with it. I mean, it's just too weird. Goodness. I'm too freaked out in any way, right?
I don't want to mess with my life like that or right. anyone else's.
Anything else, right. Okay, so I got some gummies because it's like five in a package.
Of course.
So I get these gummies and we take them. Well, I took them.
All five?
No, I took like 2.5.
Okay.
And I took them on the way to the airport the next morning. Oh, we played the gig, by the way. And the gig was good.
Yeah.
I had to learn all these songs for that gig.
Yeah, you were telling me. That's a lot of songs. Keyboard, guitar. That's awesome.
I'd sing a bunch of songs. It was good. It was fun. It was fun getting to play with those guys on Wednesday night. So, and then I went to my friend's bar in North Hollywood, my friend Amanda.
Oh, cool.
She runs a bar up there. So I took off up there. We got done at midnight. I got to this thing at like 1 in the morning, hung out until like 2:30 or something.
That's cool.
Came back. Yeah, it was cool.
That's fun. That's good, quaint LA time.
Yeah, catching up with my dear friend Amanda. And then get up the next morning, getting ready to go to the thing. In the car service on the way back, I take the gummies.
Yeah.
And they started coming on when I was in line, like in the line in American Airlines line. Yeah. And I go check in my bag, and I forgot my boarding pass in the kiosk, and it was already like getting a little wonky.
Oh, okay.
And we had TSA pre-check. Okay. So I thought TSA pre-check is just, you just walk through, but it's not that at all, bro.
No, it's not.
No, the only thing is it's a shorter line and you don't have to take your shoes off, but everything else is exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you gotta take off the belt. Oh, I forgot the belt. Oh, where's the bin? And finally the guy starts laughing at me because I just can't find the bin underneath the thing to put my stuff in. So that happened.
This is great.
And then we had one of those things where Gray had a name for it. There was this whole group of guys, obviously like a bachelor party, right? They're coming to Austin for it from LA. Mm. Huge group of guys, the kind of guys that probably beat you and me up when we were kids.
I just ran as quick as I could, douchey dudes. Yeah,
right. Spilling beer on my guitar case, like in the thing. Oh, that's a fucking man. And I'm like, I hate those guys. Who's in line with us to get on our flight? Those guys,
bro. Party massacre. Bro, 12.
Party massacre. And all the way right to when I was walking up to get my Uber. The main leader of the guys was like, hey, all right, man, guitar.
Oh, no. Is that Les Paul? They always want to conversationalize.
Yeah, even ask that. Is that Les Paul? Like, he knows the name of one guitar, so he asked me what it is.
And if it's not, they'll get so mad. No, it's a Gibson. Gibson suck.
No, I'm like, it's a Telecaster. Wait. He goes, oh, Telly. Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was that guy. Anyway, so I did have a stony flight. Anyway, came back, recorded some more music with Scrappy. Did this gig with Skyrocket and Dripping Springs. That was good.
Yeah, and comfy shoes.
No, I wore them on the way out there. Yeah. And then I watched Billy Harvey and Anar play on Sunday night at Soul of a Musician series.
I was talking to him, Anar, about that at the Antones gig for Los Coast. So good. Oh, I wanted to check that out. I couldn't. Okay, cool.
It was a great show, man. Very inspiring. And then here we are, man, Monday morning, you and me. I'm playing at Saxon Pub later. The day before this comes out, you're playing at Whip In later.
Yeah, and then this weekend I'll be at Swan Dive.
Yeah,
Saturday with Danny Malone's.
I'm still gonna play that. I'm still gonna play the music and still say "Let's get down" before we get in. Even though you're in the intro,
yeah,
you're still the conversation's in a different part of the thing. So
perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
So guys, my guest today is Scott Collins. You might remember him from many, many times on the show. How many times you've been on now? Three or four.
This might be
his album Roadmaps came out last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did.
Amazing record, but the song from it, there's a song on it called Something Different Here. You've made a video for that, and you're premiering this video on Friday, July 19th at the Mohawk indoors. Built to Spill is playing outside,
so stoked,
but you're playing indoors, and also on the bill that night is the cover letter, the Black and White Years. That's Friday, July 19th. You're also doing a full band show July 6th at Swan Dive with Danny Malone, opening for the great Danny Malone. And you'll be playing Mondays at Whip In, you and other artists. Now, are you switching songs or are you opening for each other?
We're going to kind of figure it out when we get there. They have it designed where it's just us the same every night, except Mike Hidalgo's in on one night that Taylor isn't. And if someone can't do one, I'm booked on all of them. They're booked on all of them. If something happens, I'll definitely hit you up.
Sure.
See if you want to come in. But
last minute. George Siegel.
I drink your milkshake. No, and So, yeah, every Monday night, we're just going to kind of figure it out. I mean, we'll probably just split sets, and they were thinking pull string events, maybe we just switch off.
Right.
I'm doing a shape with my hands right now.
You're doing a good shape. I'm
switching off the people.
All right, well, gang, stay tuned. I know this is weird to say, but everyone stay tuned for Scott Collins and my conversation.
Stay tuned.
I don't normally do it like that, do I?
Yeah, that's
so
okay.
So, without further ado,
podcasters do it in their kitchens.
And all those guys. Now I bet Tom Meaney's podcast is better than mine because I totally fucked up this intro. Well, okay, wait. So, gang, without further ado, here's my conversation with singer-songwriter Scott Collins. Let's get down.
Gone, and I'm weightless. Shadows from the sun protect my likeness. Do you feel it? It's like a lightning.
He wasn't invited to the party.
It's coming on
but
you.
We went anyway. You're gonna
like it now. So the video comes out on Friday.
The video comes out Friday, July 19th.
Right.
Is that a Friday?
That is.
Yeah.
I have it as a Friday on my notes.
Oh, absolutely. Because the...
Who directed that video, man? It's great. Dude, yeah. Here's the other thing. Is it's super cinematic and it's great, but can I get the joke out of the way first?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I know the look in your eye before... As your friend, now I know the look in your eye before you shoot me. So if you ever come at me with that look, I'm going to know what's happening. So thank you.
Okay.
So you acted, man. What's your acting background?
Not much at all.
Been in some videos?
I mean, in college. So, yeah, videos. Been in some videos. Great videos. I was in a Jonathan, what's his name?
Some guy.
JT. Jonathan Terrell.
Oh, you were in his video?
Sorry, I'm high. Yeah, Jonathan Terrell's first video. God damn it. Cut. I was in Jonathan Terrell's latest video. Other than that, I've done other things.
What did you do in that? Who did you kill in that video?
Nobody. Okay. I actually got to dance with a bunch of other dudes while he rode between us on a horse in a river. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But no, in college, I actually took an acting class early in the morning. And I've always wanted to get into film through music.
Right.
But I wouldn't call this acting. I'm just stoked that you're... Dig it.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
I mean, you're acting in there. You're
That's
you're,
what I told myself.
I mean, hopefully that's not you.
Just be real. Yeah, no. Yeah, I was acting.
Yeah.
It was just...
So who directed it?
His name's John Sandoval.
Okay.
And he played Australian football with Rob from Penny Love for PR.
Yeah.
And he did all their live stuff for like Penny Fest for a while. And it was great. And I loved it, the way he really shot a slow-mo. So when Rob was like really trying to get... him to work with one of his bands to get a first music video out, when he got to me, I was like, yeah, of course, I'll do it. So we worked with John, and it was just me, him, Jason Patton, the other actor, and then he had a partner for the first day that we went out to Jason Patton's ranch out in Elgin, 40 acres, and shot just one full day, and then we came back another day for a half day to get the in-the-house shots. But he went out the day before and dug a grave. And we had this crazy joke. He was like, yeah, it's weird, but I know how long it takes to dig a grave. 5 hours and 6 if you take a break. And it's a weird thing to have knowledge of. This video is very revealing on all fronts. Like, you get people, you, my friends, get to see how I will look when I murder you, when I shoot you. And then... it just reveals a lot. I really recommend watching this video and thinking too hard about it.
So when it comes out, where does the video go? Are you guys, is it getting premiered anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to set up a premiere.
Okay.
And Rob from Penny Luffer's working on that right now. So he's just working on the premiere. And then it will be released live at the Mohawk on that July 19th with Built to Spill outside.
Right.
And I've got Inside with myself, Black and White Years, in the cover letter.
Yeah.
And we'll show the video right before at like 10 on their screen inside.
Okay. They'll show it in there.
Yes.
And they'll get to hear. This is my favorite song of yours. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Something Different Here is my favorite song of yours. I remember the first time I heard it was in the Driscoll. You were playing like a happy hour.
Oh, no. And I went there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you liked it even from an acoustic version. That's wild.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I liked the sort of, you know,
yeah,
that whole trip of it. And it was different than what you normally do. It sounds like a step, a new step. And Roadmaps is the album that it's on.
Yeah.
It's available now. You did that at your place and the Bubble.
Chicken Run Studios with
Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie from the Bubble. He brought the Radar over, which he records on. There's like Radar and Pro Tools, but he uses Radar.
Right.
And he, well, and you could still use Pro Tools on it, but he brought Radar over and ran it through our Neve in Chicken Run Studios, and we recorded everything live there with me, Frenchie, Chris Copeland, and Dylan Fisher, our in-house, was there, and Lindsay Kappa helped out. But then he took it all from there to his spot and ran it through the API and then mastered it with Alex at the Bubble. But we recorded the whole thing at Chicken Run, which was fun.
Okay. That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's a great studio, by the way. I worked there myself with my friend Scrappy Judd Newcomb. You were there, Dylan Fisher.
We still talk about those songs in that day.
We did it. We did another one the other day here.
Yeah, I know. I want to hear that.
It's we had to do a new Animal song because they didn't like it. And apparently, we did this one song. My friend Scrappy and I do this music for the KLBJ Morning Show with Dudley, Bob, and Matt. And we turned in this one for this segment of theirs called Video Schmidio. And we made it like a 20 song, remember?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Video
Schmidio. Not liked.
Oh
no, so we need to make a new one of those. We had to make a new Animals one because they didn't like that. Animals,
Animal.
Are your best friend.
That,
yeah,
those
they didn't
were,
like that shit.
Oh, those are great jingles.
Yeah.
Well, at least you still have them.
Yeah.
Sell the animals to Animal Crackers.
Someone.
I love Animal Crackers with the frosting on them and the sprinkles.
Oh, yeah, those kind.
I just bought a box of them from H-E-B.
They're made by the company Mothers, I noticed.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Old
know.
Company.
Yeah.
Reminds me of being a kid. Scott, didn't you recently go to Chicago?
I did. I went back for a wedding.
Yeah.
And I danced. I danced like no one was watching, and there were 300 people watching.
Was it a DJ or a band?
It was a DJ and a guy with a mic walking around yelling at a bunch of Chicagoans, like, why aren't you dancing? But I, like I said, I had none of my medicine. I was just pure Scott. I had water. And, I mean, I had CBD, but...
You were taking CBD?
Yeah. I needed some kind of placebo.
Right.
But yeah, I danced my ass off, and I even ripped my shirt open at one point and was spitting around. Hey, keep in mind... I must tell you this. It was the first time ever in my life, and it shocked the shit out of me. People were legitimately coming up saying, whoa, you can dance. You can really dance. I've never been known to dance.
Like you weren't one of those teenagers that break dance?
It was all just, I want to dance. I dance at home all the time. All day. You can ask Alexandra. All day I just sing songs about everything.
Yeah.
And show dance. Tunes and dance everywhere. And so I threw away all my fear and inhibitions, and I just listened to the beat and just, I don't know, it just came out. Even Alex was like, hey, yeah, no, you can dance. You just can't be afraid.
You can't
be
afraid.
So I found a new passion. I was like, hey, when we get back to Austin, let's go dancing.
What kind of music was it were they playing? Was it modern or was it like wedding music, like
Gosh,
My Girl and
I
fucking,
honestly don't remember.
Bee Gees and shit. You don't even remember. You
I
were
was
just seeing
so,
red.
I was so in the beat. I was just into the music, dancing and helping my like shy cousins come out. And I was just sweating profusely. And Alex kept trying to fix the front of my hair here where it's like not just wispy.
Yeah,
you know, and so it was like sticking straight up and they just move it over. And I just go back in and, oh, man.
Were there? Did you see old friends?
I don't
friends
even remember
there?
The
like,
music.
Like, when did you move from there? When did you leave Chicago?
I didn't see old friends. This was, I saw family.
Okay.
Some family that I don't get to see a lot. Couple cousins.
How's that?
It's always great to see them on my dad's side and a lot of people on my mom's side.
What do they think? Like, do you show them your videos? Like, do they want to see them? Or are they one of those families that's a little like, I don't even want to know what it is that you do.
No.
I just want to know you're healthy, alive. And...
People are very interested.
Okay.
They're very happy Chicagoans. Just kind of,
Hey, Chicago.
Hey, how's the music going? Yeah, hey, yeah, you know, yeah. And then they're just, yeah, they're happy.
Oh, it's, you guys are freaking awesome.
And
you
I guess my parents awesome. Relay to them that, you know, it's more than a hobby now. So that, I don't know. It is kind of weird going in and not, there are some, but most are just kind of like, you're doing good. You're doing well. Like, thank you. As opposed to the, yeah. So can you get any of these tattoos removed?
Yeah.
Have they advanced that technology yet?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Successful wedding.
Yes.
Are you doing any touring? I saw you got a residency Monday nights at Whip Inn.
At Whip Inn.
That's 7 p.m.
So stoked on that. Yeah, 7 p.m. 7 to 10 every Monday night at Whip Inn free.
That's a lot of,
most
that's a
with
long time.
Taylor Wilkins. Yeah, I just, one thing though, ATX6, Project ATX6, they specifically, one thing they're looking for is you to have residencies and ongoing residencies.
Are you wanting to get into that?
I would love
Project
to
ATX6.
Get into Project ATX6. Okay. I sent in my application. I contacted Chris. You know, he said, send me stuff.
Wasn't he
and
at
updates.
That party that we were at that day?
Yes, for Lori?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I went up and introduced myself and got his email, and now I've been sending him updates like he asked for, and one was a residency, and boom.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would love to go abroad. I've got my passport, nothing on my record that will hold me out of Canada. I've checked.
Just don't show him that video you made.
I know.
For the song Something Different here, debuting Friday, July 19th. People could probably find it at scottcollinsproject.com, huh?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Everything will be there. And when we premiere it, it'll be on my website as well.
You play at the airport a lot.
Yeah.
Where do you, what location?
Everywhere.
Those of you
Michael
listening.
Michael Penick, which books me everywhere, but the main stage is my favorite. But
the main one. I was going to tell the people that are listening, for those of you that don't know, the Austin airport has music playing and venues in the place. They have a Saxon pub. Like there's a place called the Saxon pub, which I'm actually playing tonight. Not the day that this comes out, but the day that we're doing this.
Oh, at the airport?
At 10. No, I'm playing at
the actual Saxon pub.
And then,
nice.
And then the airport has its own Saxon pub.
Yeah.
And then it has a main stage where they have a drums and everything. Do you play with a band there? Or you play by yourself?
I play this new main stage solo. Yeah. And it was.
Well, that's the name of the game is going there and trying to, because they give you some bread for the show. It's not like you schlep
awesome.
Out there and you...
No, it's wonderful. It's easy to get through and you get paid and you get tips and you have a massive audience. I almost played for Shaquille O'Neal.
I like that it's an almost played for Shaquille. What did he came in just when you took the break?
No. Right when I came in, he had left. So, like, I guess I either missed him or it had been enough time that he had gone past me because there's no way I would have missed that, no matter how prepared I was for this gig.
Right.
But and then Gary Clark Jr. was I almost played for him. For me, it's a lot of almosts. It is.
I always see, I never go to the airport without seeing, like, oh, hey, man, yeah, how you doing? You know what I mean?
I know, it's crazy.
This last time I didn't see anyone, I don't think. No, but normally I do. Even people from other places, like, oh, hey, dude, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
It's passing through, coming from a thing.
Yeah.
I was just in L.A., and I stayed at this area outside, like around the Staples Center, and they have Shaquille O'Neal, like the statue of him. They have statues of guys that elevated the Lakers organization and Wayne Gretzky and all this shit. He's a hockey guy, but they the Shaquille O'Neal one is a suspended statue, bronze statue where it's being held out and he's dunking, and you can go under him and stuff. His legs are up, you can
How
see his underwear, his
How
taint.
How tall is it? Really?
It's huge. I don't know. He's
his
all
taint
kind of,
is huge.
No. Like the statue's huge, but you can see his underwear under. I made a video, but I think it's gone now. It was in my stories.
You looked like Ryan Seacrest there for a second.
Oh God, I hate that. People tell me that now.
Oh.
I know.
What do you hate about it?
What do I hate about? You want to be compared to him? And say you look like him?
He I wouldn't
like
be able
some
to
guy
help
on,
it.
Like ABC.
I can't help who I look like.
Why would I not want to look like a guy on ABC?
I'm just saying you can't help sometimes who you look like. And I guess it'd be better to be compared to Ryan Seacrest than like...
You're right.
I mean, who could I... I probably look like, I feel like I'm growing into the brother from The Godfathers, who he kissed him on the lips and said, Fredo. I knew it was you. Fredo. Yes, Fredo. Yes. So I'm growing into Fredo and you're growing into Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know if that's, well, I mean, look, it could be worse. You know what I mean? Like growing into, I don't know, Steve Buscemi or something.
Yeah. I mean, see, it's how we own ourselves inside.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi makes me think of a guy who, his inside, yeah, what a powerhouse.
Yeah.
His outside, intriguing.
Intriguing. Can I ask you some personal stuff?
Yes.
As far as, staying sober off of the booze and the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, the crazy glue.
The crazy glue. And what kind of, I know that you've been on a journey of self-discovery, your therapy and like.
Big time.
Yeah.
Every day.
What are you learning?
What am I learning?
Yeah.
Straight up patience, massive self-awareness.
What are you learning about yourself though that you didn't really know? Like, oh, that's why I would do this crazy stuff.
Oh, that side of it.
Yeah, that you didn't know before.
Oh man. Oh, what did I know that I didn't know before? Because I did rehab when I was 23, outpatient rehab when I was in grad school at the same time, but that was very intensive therapy constantly. So
what do you
went
now?
Through
it's
a lot
like
of
once
it.
A week.
So it's like, well, this is my another time being sober.
Yeah.
So I have a lot. It's so different. I've already kind of overcome some of those. What have I learned about myself? I mean, my fear's gone down. I just know that nothing good could ever come from me drinking again. It won't ever help anything in my life. And one thing that I learn and see every day, even now when I crave it, I'll be out, my mouth will be watering if I see it.
I'm thinking you're at this wedding, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you hit the weed a little bit.
Yeah, know? Didn't have it at all, but one thing I actually thought about coming home.
With family? Oh my God, I get so drunk around my family.
Yeah, but I...
forgot everything that happened. I, apologize. Like, everyone's coming out to breakfast. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. They're like, what happened?
Yeah, but it was so fulfilling, self-fulfilling. There was this strength in knowing that I did it, could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And kicked ass at it.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I really did think, like, I don't want to quit weed, but that I do find good things in being sober in that moment. And I'm glad I didn't have some.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't have danced like that. Maybe I would have been more focused on trying to find, buy, and ingest.
Right.
But I told myself that coming into the wedding that it was about her. It's about my cousin. That's it. Tell yourself, Scott, that you know you are going to a place. And if someone has it, like some cool jazz dudes out back, then we'll kick it.
Yeah.
But if not,
jazz dudes,
like if it's the band, and then like, but then, no, but I'm not going to ask anybody, and I'm just going to go with it and know that I'm going to have to be sober.
Okay.
And so that helped. But yeah, man, no, it's to me, it's, I learned good shit, and all the bad stuff I find about myself,
yeah,
I own up to it immediately. I don't, there's no pleasure or neural like training to hide from anything.
Yeah.
That's my truth. I don't have time for it. If something isn't truthful, I'll like breathe and be like, all right, fuck it. I was being passive aggressive. Let's talk about it.
Right. Has your self-discovery and the things that you have discovered about yourself made its way into your new songs?
Yes. 100%. Now I'm looking back at my older catalogs and I am seeing this growth, a lot less anger and angst, honestly, and the stories are a little more, I guess, compassionate.
Are you far away from it now that you can reflect on those times and write about them honestly?
Yeah.
And
I haven't yet because I'm still in that writing phase of things kind of pour out naturally.
Yeah.
But I really feel like at some point very soon I could start looking back because all that stuff's starting to hit me. I just turned 34 last January. So, and now I'm at that point, I guess, in my developmental stage where everything's hitting my brain from the past. All the blurring is coming off, all the memories of the hippocampus.
Yeah.
And it's just, clear as day. So then it helps me live in the present more.
Yeah.
And that is 100% showing in my music. And then that I get to hang out with, like, some of the best musicians on the planet, you.
Yeah.
A&R and all these people. And so I know for a fact the rest of my musical career, I'm constantly going to be around people that I will have to work harder to get to their level. I'm never going to surpass y'all, really. But that's a good thing because I'll never get comfortable. So I'm kind of set. If I stay sober and just try to get better at playing music.
Yeah. When I moved out of here, I sent my piano to your studio.
Yeah.
And it lived there.
It did. It lived there.
And you recorded with Come With Us Movies?
Yes.
And they liked the piano?
They did.
Did you get to play it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you write anything on it?
Oh, man. I did.
You did?
A melody, but now I totally forgot what it was.
Okay.
I'm sure if we have that connection where if I sat down later, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm waiting to have a lady over. That's why I have the world's greatest love songs book out. Yeah, that's on my piano. Hey, lady, you want to come over and I'll serenade you with my... I don't think I've ever really done that. I should start doing that.
Have candles.
When you were single, were you out there serenading people? I've never been like a... You know when I serenaded people when I was 8? I would sing them Beatles songs.
Like I would sing New Kids on the Block concerts straight up.
Were you into them?
Yes. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was into
the
performance. So I just studied it. I would study tapes of their moves and their clothes.
Which one was your guy? Joey?
I think whatever the young one was with the, like the brim hat or something like that.
Joey?
Maybe.
Joey McIntyre?
I forgot about them almost as quickly as I found them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were the first influence in my performance upbringing. My best friend Brian Sosemski in Chicago down the street, we would at like 5, 6, 7 whatever put on choreograph off their VHS tapes how to do shows, and then we would always put on performances and shows for everybody and my family, and then at Christmas I would always put on shows. I remember my grandma the year I was like, she was like, hey, you gonna perform for us? I was like, no, that's stupid. And then it hit me at that. I remember that point being like, oh, yeah, I used to perform all the time.
What were you into like when you first started playing? Like what was like the first song you ever learned? You remember that?
And I always started writing before I learned anything.
Oh, really?
That's how my piano teacher dropped me when I was a little kid, because I wouldn't do the lessons. I would just create. And then I got a guitar teacher from the where Straight Music is. I remember working with this dude there who was awesome. And I don't know, he would teach me a bunch of like, we'd work on like, what is that?
Early
Red Hot Chili Peppers and shit.
On the piano?
No, sorry, on guitar.
What music made you want to write songs? I'll rephrase the question. I've been watching
those
debates.
Well, yeah, there's honestly, my mind just goes straight to, I got this box set of Ben Harper.
Oh, really?
Early Ben Harper and... His a lot of that got me back then.
Really?
I grew up on classic rock.
What about him got you?
I remember at that time it was the lyrics and the melodies. They were very poetic about like love and truth and pain and, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
I guess it was like, and being stuff. Black in America, but like through acoustic shit. But there was something about that when I really started thinking about writing. Oddly, I was inspired when I really started like writing was during the hardcore stage when I had a hardcore band called Mirrors Hurt the Most. And I'd start writing just free form poetry.
Yeah.
And like free prose poetry.
What's the name of the band?
Mirrors Hurt the Most. I know, the most depressing name on the planet. It started out as Killing Devin's Killing Me, then it was Killing Devin, and then after it became a not joke band and we wanted to do it real, we like fired our friends and it was this thing, and then it became Mirrors Hurt the Most. Mirrors Hurt the Most, MHTM. Yeah, I know. Even then, we were
not
like,
"I'm gonna take the time to actually write that down because that's one of the greatest bands."
Hurt the most, and that's when we told him, "Like, dude, that is like the saddest. Are you okay?" We had to talk to our lead singer.
What did you play?
I was lead guitar, and I wanted to do backup vocals, and I was songwriter, so I'd write the songs.
What were this? Can you remember any of the songs?
I know how to play one of them on guitar.
Okay.
But the rest of it would just be someone going,
I was like that. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm doing this like melodic hard shit, kind of like people out there might know, like Coheed and Cambria meets
I don't even know what that is. That name bums me out. I've never heard Coheed and Cambria, but I never want to hear them because it doesn't seem like something I'm going to like.
There's Coheed and Cambria. There's Thursday. There was
Thursday. I've never even heard of that band.
Shit, Hopes Fall, and
I thought Coheed and Cambria was like a prog. Is it?
No.
I don't know what it is. I don't care.
Yeah, it'll be all right. No, you'll be fine.
That sounded like an asshole.
No, it isn't.
What if like someone that's listening, Coheed and Cambria, they're like, John, you never
know
even
everything. You don't have to. You might like it or you might not, but also it may not matter. You've got a lot of good stuff around. Yeah, I like Primus.
Who do you like here in town right now? Who do you like to go see? Who are you guys?
I go see Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Whenever they're playing.
You really do.
I just like them. I really do.
Yeah, they're good.
I like Magna Carta. I always love seeing Kalu
James and the Electric Joint. Hey, by the way, speaking of merch, that guy's papers, you ever buy them?
I haven't. But you and I had one once.
The best.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Man. Literally, guys, if you're at a Kalu and James and you're in need of papers, or you're the kind of person that has a need for papers, you might want to get these because they're great.
A need for Swede. Cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag, baby.
Don't know why I was in there.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Los Coast was good. I saw them.
Yeah. When did you see them at the...
Just saw them recently.
At Antone's?
Yeah, I saw them and...
did you see Einar playing with Jason?
Yeah, I saw Einar, Jason, and
Hunt.
Woo! Man.
Well, it's a treat to get to see a guy like Hunt Sales play. You know what I mean? Like, that guy's like...
Yeah. I recorded with him, maybe, as you know.
Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah,
from
yeah.
Sleeper.
Yeah.
He did all of it, and that was an insane experience. It was just me and him and Frenchie. Insane in a cool,
good way.
Are you guys
buddies?
Yes.
Okay.
When he definitely hit a point I realized where he now doesn't remember me.
Yeah,
he remembered the shit out of me forever after we recorded together, and then he hit a point where then he just totally stopped remembering me.
He told Einar he did my show a couple weeks ago.
Did he?
He did it in 2012, and I've been asking him since this Get Your Shit Together album came out.
Oh, man. I ran into him somewhere, he's okay.
Seems like he's in good shape, man.
Yeah, he just. I think there's just some people. He's like, it's part of his brains. Like, I just can't. I need to. My brain needs to work on this part. Right.
Lost Coast album is out. Are you in the Black Pumas or is just Alexandra your woman?
Alexandra was in the Black Pumas music video.
Yeah.
They're also awesome.
Their
We're
going to
go
out.
See them in
Amazing.
August. Yeah, their record's out. Music video's out.
Yeah.
Showed the whole family except for some of the kids.
But you get out and see people, man. You come out to my shows when you
Love
can.
The support.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do, honestly. Yeah. I really like to go out and support, love to see people, but then I really do enjoy going right up to the front of the stage and listening to at least two or three songs of a band and just hearing them.
Yeah.
Like, no one's around. Y'all are playing. And then it helps me get better because then I see all these people kicking ass. And I'm like, well, I'm playing this full band show.
Yeah.
July 6th at Swan Dive and July 19th at the Mohawk for a video release. So I have to bring it if they're going to bring it.
Yeah.
I can't be lazy anymore. I can't not bring it.
Full band means tell me about the band.
You got it. So I'm going to play acoustic. And I've got a wireless connection coming in today, hopefully, so I can run around. And then Chris Copeland on drums. Who's phenomenal. I've never had a connection actually with.
I enjoy him.
Yeah. Yeah. And our little band connection is dope and real. And then Jeremiah Jackson on lead guitars.
Love that dude.
Yeah. He's awesome and an amazing dude. Killer guitar player. Dylan Fisher on bass.
Oh, DF.
Yeah. And then like Benjamin Allen Levy is going to play violin.
Oh.
So, got that.
Scott, what's going to happen with the next record? What's going on?
Dylan and I have started recording new songs.
I tried to get in on that as the drummer of a song.
We weren't
you
ready.
Immediately fired me.
I remember
really,
that
you
song.
Me very badly.
I treated you badly. You must be thinking
I don't get to say
Alexandra.
This to anyone that comes on the show.
No, yeah, I know. No, yeah.
You don't treat me badly.
We're in the works,
friend.
But we're gonna like you were giving me advice, slow it down. You're
is that
not
what I said?
On a deadline.
So I fired myself.
You fired yourself
what
a little
is
bit.
Wrong with me?
I don't know.
Here's the deal.
Dylan and I are recording it right now, and we're going to start up. Like, we have all these great songs recorded. We're going to bring Chris Copeland back in to just, now that we have the song, re-record the drums over what he's done and then keep moving forward, because I'd like to do a full length for my first ever full length. I think I definitely have enough songs.
I mean, bro, do you think people care about full lengths anymore?
No.
Hey, what's this new?
I don't care about the people.
Okay.
I'm kidding. This is about me. I just wanted to have my first full length, do it on vinyl, and have a big old tour and release a single. I just wanted to do it.
There's a new music platform that launched today.
I saw. Is that what Ray Prim posted about?
Everyone's talking about it.
Everybody? Oh, I don't get on it has enough anymore.
It has a... is it called Zool?
It's
no.
something like
it's
that.
Something with
Zool.
The...
Who was that from Ghostbusters? Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not the Zune. Well,
oh, if that dang Zune's back. I had one.
I mean, you did?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't. I'm always a step behind.
I have a family member that buys you like the latest thing. No, you. But like even like they just give you like the MP3 player. Like... you know,
the latest.
You can't even see
what.
Yeah, you can't even see what song is playing.
Wow.
I really thought it was. I was like, no, I have like 10 albums on here. Isn't that amazing? yeah. What's it called? We'll look. Are you wondering? Will you stick around for a little bit and do the intro?
Yeah,
with me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Guys, Scott Collins from his album Roadmaps. He has a song called Something Different here. Video for that. Drops Friday, July 19th, and he's doing a video release show, Friday, July 19th at 9 p.m., Mohawk, indoors, Built to Spill, outdoors. They'll be showing the video, and along with Scott Collins, the cover letter will be playing, and the Black and White Years. You will also be playing full band July 6th at Swan Dive, opening for the great Danny Malone.
Yeah.
Veteran of the show.
Yeah. He's
one of my first live podcasts was with him.
Okay.
At Hotel
awesome.
Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you can't get enough of Scott Collins.
Can't.
Because there's people out there that might not be able to get enough.
I got too much to give. Tell me where to put it. The reserves. Where do I put the spill off?
That's disgusting.
That's not what I meant.
I know what you mean, man.
Urine. I don't know.
If you can't get enough of Scott Collins, you can find him Mondays at Whippin. He'll be playing there with Taylor Wilkins.
Yeah.
But it's actually with an I. Anyway.
It is. Taylor Wilkins with an I.
What else is going on out there that we know? You're doing the music summer camp with the kids. How's that going? Foster kids?
Yeah.
Scott Collins also gives back.
I do give back.
Yeah.
It's the... Kids in a New Groove. The kids' summer camp is now over, but that summer camp we did for them was awesome. They did the performances, and then I ran, my band played at noon. I ran straight to an airport gig at 1. But I'm still with my little dude every week for a year, and then, you know, I'll keep going on after that. But and then also with the program. But yeah. Kids in a New Groove, mentoring foster kids. And,
our friend Brian Wolf, fellow podcaster, fellow musician, fellow giver backer.
He is. He works for him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either today or this week, we're going to link up to exchange the acoustic for an electric guitar and an amp for the kids so it'll fit him better.
Good.
He's a little guy.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
How can people find Kids in a New Groove to give to them? Because people should get out there and that's a great program to give to.
Straight up. All the foster kids, because of the donations, the foster kids within the program all get their own instrument after a certain point.
And it's proven. You do better in school. You become better socialized.
Yeah, it's designed to empower the kids, not just teach them. I mean, it's not about us at all. I go every day.
Kidsinanewgroove.org or something?
Yeah.
Just look up Kids in a New Groove. That's what it's called.
Kidsinanewgroove.google.
Brian Wolf. Maybe he'll listen to the show.
Yeah, I'll let him know what's up.
Let him know. Tell him we talked about and give him a shout out. Say It Loud podcast is their podcast.
Yeah, I've done that. That was great.
I've done it too.
I remember that was a very honest one.
I always thought I'd get to come. Oh, really?
Yeah.
As opposed to mine?
No, this was just, it went very deep.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
It went very deep for a while.
Tom Meaney's podcast debuted today.
It did.
Yep. Songwriting with Tom. I can't remember exactly what the title is, and I'm not being demeaning. I will say it in the intro and the outro.
Demeany?
I love Tom Meaney.
Me too.
He's a good guy.
His brother's my voice coach.
He's got a brother?
Yeah.
Here's the only problem with Tom Meaney. One problem with that guy. Okay? He's way too into John Mayer. Like, it's just weird. There's just a lot of John Mayer going through that dude.
Hey, maybe they're
He's connected. He's doing like a missionary work for him, like telling people and like trying to get people to listen to him.
Hey, man. He is
Tom Meaney, great guy. Check out his podcast. In the outro, I will get my phone and do that, and I'll tell you exactly what it's called. Scott, love you, man. Will you stick around and do the intro?
I'd be honored.
All right, because that's going to be weird. We'll do the intro, and then I'll get to tell you about my travels.
Please.
Please. Don't ever smell your finger on my podcast again.
I had to. I had to smell my thumb and see what was
happening. ScottCollinsProject.com. I love you, man.
Love you too, buddy.
Scott Collins, the video for that song you're hearing right there is Something Different Here, drops July 19th, and he's playing a show at the Mohawk indoors with Built to Spill at the outdoors, but inside he'll be playing along with the cover letters and the cover letter and the Black and White Years. Go to ScottCollinsProject.com for all of your Scott Collins needs, gang. Listen, the music platform we were talking about is Loon, L-U-N, with umlauts over the U. And Tom Meaney's podcast is called Singer-Songwriter with Tom Meaney. All right? All right, gang. I want to thank Scott for coming by. That was him in the intro, too. I thought about having him do the outro as well, but I started playing him some songs because I think I'm going to record a couple of tunes over at Chicken Run Studios at some point in the near future. I'll let you know what happens with that. I want to thank Scott for coming by. Such a great guy. Check out his music. His album, his EP, Roadmaps, is out. Go to ScottCollinsProject.com. Also, he's playing Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Whip Inn. He's doing some with Taylor Wilkins, some other guys, too. And on this Saturday, July 6th, he'll be playing at Swan Dive, opening for Danny Malone. All right, so go to Scott Collins Project for all of your Scott Collins needs. And don't forget, when you're out there checking out ScottCollinsProject.com, don't forget to follow How Did I Get Here. We're available on Spotify, we're available on Stitcher, we're available on Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you find podcasts, you'll get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. Follow us, leave us some messages, like our Facebook page, see a photo of me and my lovely guest, Mr. Scott Collins. Let's hear the rest of his song, Something Different Here, whose video drops Friday, July 19th. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks to Scott for coming by. Have a great week, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down. Just somewhere distant, there's something different, different.